First, some background, if you will. Who are the new owners and what's their interest in the Lexington music scene?
There's three of us. Myself, Adam Hatton, Adam Short, and we work for a gentleman, Mitch Potter, from Eastern Kentucky. I'm from Eastern Kentucky as well. Adam Short's from Louisville. Those are the three involved as owners, I guess you would say. I'll be day-to-day operations personally. And we have hired Lex Effect, as you know. Kaylin Query and her team have been excellent so far as our booking and management. I saw this building and fell in love with it, shot it to Mitch. He immediately went out, checked it out, fell in love with it, fell in love with the area, and we pursued it.
$1.1 million, that's a big investment for a venue in Lexington, anywhere, but certainly in Lexington. Is there sufficient financial support to sustain a music venue?
We think so, yeah. We think with the up-and-coming area, you know, it's going to take a while to grow, which it does with anything. But we're very confident in the area and in Lexington. The music crowd here is booming, and we want to give people a place to go.
Are there any models out there, other venues around the country that you've looked at, or is there some concept that you have in mind that would give people an idea of what they're going to find?
We've been researching all the other mid-sized venues, I guess you would call it, around the area, around the United States, and so on. We're trying to pull things from each one that we like. We've not been able to visit a bunch. You know, we hope to be at the level that Mercury Ballroom and some of the other ones around our area are eventually.
And what are some of the things that you think make for a good venue, both from the consumer standpoint and from the artist standpoint?
Consumer, you know, it's hospitality. That's the business I'm in. I'm here to make people happy, give them what they want, and give them a good time. And we want to make sure they do that. And that's what the hospitality industry is about, you know. Good, quick bartenders, excellent wait staff, and good service, you know. We want people to have a great time. From the artists, you know, we're going to have a nice place. We're going to have, you know, the best sound system we can at the time, and we'll continue to upgrade it. As artists play there, you know, they're going to give input, and we're going to listen. We're going to listen to what our guests want and what our artists want, and we're going to play to that tune.
Are you doing anything now, prior to the opening, to change the sound system or add acoustics or anything like that? Or are
yes.
you going to wait and let it play out?
Actually, the old Busters, they took everything out, and we were left with an empty shell, which is really kind of what we wanted, to make it our own. We have Brandon Productions coming in with sound out of Eastern Kentucky. We have painted the whole building inside and out. We're dressing it up, giving it a facelift,